Talking electronics, such as computers and iPhone apps, have dramatically changed day-to-day life for people who are blind. But some advocates for the visually impaired are concerned that good old-fashioned reading is falling by the wayside. More from Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee.
Like a lot of iPhone users, Rolando Terrazas can seem glued to that shiny chunk of glass and metal, and mostly for the same reasons everyone's hooked. Email, text messages, finding a decent coffee shop. But Terrazas' phone does a bit more.
So, we're going to go to Money Reader right here. Double tap.
Terrazas waves a bill under the phone's camera.
Let's see what this one is.
$20.
Having an app to tell money apart can be a big help for blind people like Terrazas. It means they don't have to just trust clerks to give them correct change. Terrazas is 19, and his daily life is full of useful technology like this. But it has a downside.
All through elementary school, I used Braille. But when I got a laptop, I switched over, and I went away from Braille. If you don't use it, you lose it. And that's what happened to me.
He uses software that reads out loud what's on his computer screen. These days, Terrazas is slowly relearning Braille as a student at the Colorado Center for the Blind, south of Denver. It's late afternoon at the center, and one of the instructors is logging in using a Braille typewriter in the lobby.
What time is it?
The center puts a lot of effort into convincing students they still need Braille to be independent and employable. Director Julie Deedon says that technology is making the 200-year-old writing system more accessible than ever. Deedon shows off an electronic reader about the size of a paperback.
When I was reading Tuesdays with Maury, and so I can go right into the book.
Instead of having to lug around massive volumes of printed Braille, she just sweeps her fingers over little plastic nubs that rise and lower with each line of text. Deedon worries smartphones and such mask a serious problem, Braille illiteracy.
People will let it go, and they'll say, well, you know, they're not really illiterate. They just don't really use Braille or print very much, but that's just because they're blind. I think that it's kind of an out, and technically, they really are mostly illiterate.
Blind people choosing not to learn Braille is only one part of the equation. Chris Danielson with the National Federation of the Blind says his group is increasingly butting heads with school districts trying to get out of their federal obligation to provide a Braille teacher.
They will tend to say, well, we have screen magnification software, we have all these tools available, and in light of that, we don't think it's necessary for a blind person to be taught Braille.
The Federation estimates that today only 1 in 10 blind people can read Braille. That's down dramatically from the early part of last century. Jackie Ouellette never thought she'd learn Braille, since she lost her sight as an adult after an operation. Standing in a cafe in a Denver suburb, Ouellette says learning to read again was the last thing on her mind.
When am I ever going to use Braille? I'm never going to sit down and read a novel in Braille. You know, I'd rather download an audiobook from iTunes, you know?
But last year, Ouellette was getting her yoga instructor certification. And during those classes, it became apparent that having a mechanical voice reading off her teaching notes didn't make for a very soothing yoga experience.
So I realized, you know, there is a use for Braille, and I think everybody uses Braille in their own way. You know, I think that everybody finds what they need to use Braille for.
Advocates for Braille are hoping blind people like Ouellette will continue to find enough reasons to keep their tactile system of writing alive, even amidst the growing chorus of computer voices. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.
This is NPR News.